With him there was his son, a young squire, a lover and a luster bachelor. With luck as cruel as they were laid in a press, of 20 years of age he was, I guess. Of his stature he was of even length, and wonderly deliver and of great strength. And he had been some time in Chevauche, in Flandres, in Artois, and Picardy, and bore him well, as of so little space, in hope to stand in his lady grass. Embroidered he was, as is a maid, all full of fresh flowers, wheat and red. Singing he was, or floiting, all the day. He was as fresh as is the month of May. Short was his gown, with slaves long and weed. Well could he sit on horse and fair a reed. He could song as mak and well indite, joust and eke dance, and well portray and reet. So hoot he loved, but that by nightingale he slept nay more than doth a nightingale. Courteous he was, lowly and serviceable, and carf beforen his father at table. A yeoman had he, and servants nemo, at that time for him list read so. And he was clad in coat and hood of grain, a sheaf of peacock arrows, brecht and keen. Under his belt he bar full thriftily. Well could he dress his tuckle a mannily. His ar was drooped nocht with feathers low, and in his hand he bar a michty bow. A knothead had a hay with a brown visage. Of woodcraft well could he all usage. Upon his arm he bar a gay bracer, and by his seed a sword and a buckler, and on that other seed a gay dagger, harnessed well and sharp as point of spear. A Christopher on his breast of silver shane, on horn he bare, the baldric was of grain. A forster he was, soothly, as I guess. There was also a nun, a prioress, that of her smealing was full simple and coy. Her greatest oath was but, "By Saint Loy," and she was clapped Madame Eglantine. Full well she sung the service divine, intuned in her nose full samely, and French she spake full fair and fettishly, after the school of Stratford at Bow, for French of Paris was to her unknown. At mate, well taught was she withal. She let no morsel from her lippes fall, ne wet her fingers in her sauce dip. Well could she carry a morsel, and well keep that no drop ne fill upon her breast. In courtesy was set full much her lest. Her overlip a whipped she so clean, that in her cup there was no farthing sain of grace, when she drunken had her drocht. Full samely after her mate she rocht. And secondly, she was of great disport, and full pleasant and amiable of port, and pained her to counterfeit share of court, and been statelich of manner, and to had been holden digne of reverence. But for to spaken of her conscience, she was so charitable and so piteous, she would weep if that she saw a mouse caught in a trap, if it were dead or bled. Of small houndes had she, that she fed with roasted flesh or milk and wastel bread. But sore wept she if one of him were dead, or if men smote it with a yard of smart, and all was her conscience and tender heart. Full samely her wimple pinched was, her nose treatise, her eyen grey as glass, her mouth full small, and thereto soft and red. But sickerly, she had a fair forehead, it were almost a span broad, I trow, for hardily she was not undergrow. Full fetis was her cloak, as I it wat war. Of small coral about her arm she bar a pair of bedes, gouded all with grain, and thereon hang a brooch of gold full chain, on which there was first written a crowned ah, and after amor vincit omnia. Another nun with her had she, that was her chaplain, and priestess three.